Love Talk Radio.
Now I naturally get to groove and I got something for my market. Talk some change and things are rearranging. When you're able to be older, you're able to be older. I know you're facing no day. Now I never used to go actual China to struggle with sexuality. And it's no matter how hard you try, it feels like it's not worth it. Now I never used to go on them way I struggle with maintaining. Only Jesus has to back up and feel. Why have to dig out no good yourself in? I don't know where you're facing.
Take control, and I'm listening. Bleed up my heart and my heart. And so, Father God, you're always mine. No one till the end of time. I love you, sweet Jesus, so divine. And all of my soul, I worship you, my Jesus, now.
Thank you. Oh, God. say, oh, love him, oh, love him, for your heart on him. Make them come in, they just do not be deceived. No, make them take the poor people and see them.
Who said them not for them wrong? We have no mercy. Them kill and hold them not or run. Thank you. just want to bring you a little red. You're still in the building right now. It's a freestyle this thing, you know? All right. Lift your hands with me. I've come to praise you for your goodness and your kindness. Your faithfulness and love you show to me. Even when I saw you picked it up, the mercy's having you. More, just to preach for more. Can I take it again? Think I've come to praise you for your goodness and your kindness. Your faithfulness and love you show to me. Believe me when I saw you pick me up. Your mercy's having you. More, just to preach for more. Everybody lift your voice and say, the more, yes, for all that you have done, say,
for all that you have done,
and more than you will do,
that you will do,
more, looked down on me and said I wouldn't make it. But the one that lives in me is greater than he that lives in the world. He said he'll never leave me and never will forsake me. The more, just to preach the Lord. Man rejected me, looked down on me and said I wouldn't make it. But the one that lives in me is greater than he that lives in the world. Say, shed never see and
never will forsake.
More. Yes, come on. Play on. Say.
You have done and all that you will do. I bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for your omnipotent presence. Thank you, Lord God, for being here. Lord, thank you for blessing us with another day to come and break bread, to come to your table, O God, and eat on the food that you have already prepared for us. We pray, O God, as we enter in this morning, that we will continue to hear from you, Lord, that we will not speak of ourselves, but we will speak what you tell us to speak. We ask your forgiveness, and we ask your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Bless the word and let the word come alive this morning, God. To all the hearers, those that are come this morning to hear, we ask you to bless Brother Deacon Fraser that he might hear something that would encourage him In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are going to speak this morning on the subject matter, I know it was the blood. And we want to go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 16. The book of Leviticus, chapter 16. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of the Lord Jesus. You are so good. Leviticus chapter 16 and verses 12 and verses 34. Is that right? Verses 21, excuse me, and verses 34. Verses 21 and verses 34. Leviticus chapter 16. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Here in the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verse 21 says that, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. Aaron, all the sins and the iniquity of the people upon the goat. Let us go up to verses 17. Well, let's start at verse 15. Same book. We're talking about, I know it was the blood. Well, years before Jesus had come to the earth to be a living sacrifice for all sins, for all iniquities, for all transgressions, this is what the priest, the high priest, would do to cover the people for 365 days. Then the next year, they would have to do the same thing. Now, here in chapter 16 of Leviticus, the Bible says, verse 14, and he shall take the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward, and before the mercy seat shall be sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times. He said, then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. Verse 16 says, and he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for it for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. Now you see, everything had to be made clean. once a year, everything had to be made clean. Didn't you thank God that he loved us enough to send his son, his only begotten son, to lay down his life at Calvary and shed his blood. Shed his blood. Allow his blood to flow out of his body so that you and I could have access to the tree of life. Don't you thank the Father that he loved us enough, even when we didn't love him, even when we weren't concerned about hearing about him? I don't know about you, but I wasn't concerned about hearing about him. I was concerned about doing whatever I was doing that made me feel good at the time. Do you hear me today? You got to be honest with yourself. But then somebody prayed for me, prayed for you, prayed for us, and prayed us in out of darkness into the light of God that changed our life. Do you hear me today? Now we can say without a shadow of doubt that we are under the blood. We are under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope that makes some sense to you. Let me set this computer back. We are under the blood. Verse 16 says, and he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. See, the priest's main objective is to help the people to get in right standing with God. This is what the pastor and the people, the lay people, the ones that are called to teach and preach the gospel, is to help the people to get in right standing before God. Hallelujah. That their hearts will be right before God. They have a mindset to praise God. Verse 17, and there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation, as the place of worship, when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place, until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. Now, if you notice that not even the priest was perfect. Not even the priest was whole. He had to make an atonement. In other words, he had to make an offering, give a holy offering for his life, for his sins that's upon his life, and the actions that he took through the year, and the actions that he would take. And not only him, but his wife and children, if he had a wife or children, his family, he would have to make an atonement for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means he have to go and pay a debt to allow them to live before, come before Yahweh. And he shall go out into the altar, unto the altar, that is before the Lord, and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. Verse 19 says, and he shall sprinkle the blood upon it with his finger seven times. Seven is the number of completion, signifying that it is done. And cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. He makes the altar acceptable before God. Acceptable before God. You don't see too many pastors today that go up and bless the altar and pray over the altar and stuff like that. They come up, they go up there, and they go straight to preaching. They don't prepare it in the week and say, well, let's bless the altar, make this place holy for the Lord. You know, they feel that they're all that, a bag of chips and a PepsiCo. They feel that they got it all together. None of us don't have it all together. We have to get back to that place of humbling ourselves before the Lord. We ought to get back to that place. I'm just talking to you this morning, not jumping and shouting, taking my cool time. Hallelujah. But the priest had to go in, and he had to prepare the altar before the Lord and before the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The priest had to make sure that he was prepared, that he was covered, and that his family was covered. Today we act like we got it all together. We don't want to pray. And if we pray, we only want to pray with certain people. You know, we put people on a pedestal, regardless of if you want to believe it or not. But we do. We exhort some people more than we exhort others. And that should not be, because we all are the same in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verses 20. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. And Aaron shall lay both his hands, Aaron is the priest, Moses' brother, lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquity of the children of Israel and all their transgressions in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. This man had to be able to carry that goat. He wasn't some weak, feeble man. Because goats are strong animals. This man had to be able to carry that goat and release him in the wilderness, carrying the sins of the people for 365 days. We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us if someone cast that goat in the wilderness, kill him and eat him, bake him or whatever, roast him. All we know that he was loose and that the next year they would have to do the same thing with another goat. Hallelujah. The Bible doesn't say that somebody goes in the wilderness and look for that goat and bring him back to the priest. They just know that he was set out. He was a scapegoat. He was clothed with the sins and transgression of the people. That's where you hear people sometimes say, I don't want to be nobody's scapegoat. You know, but this is where it came from in this particular chapter. They talk about a scapegoat. So, you don't want to be no scapegoat. I don't want to be no scapegoat. That means I don't want to have nobody's problems on me. Don't put your problems on me. Don't put your weight of your sin on me. So let's go into this word. We're just going to tap a couple in here and see. I read you from Leviticus chapter 16, from verse 14 down to verse 21. So let us go into the book of John, St. John chapter 3. St. John chapter 3. We're not going to keep it too long. We just want to put a little something on here today because we're not complaining. Tomorrow afternoon, I have a dentist appointment. So everything has to be fixed. We have to check everything. We're not going to wait till something comes down when we got problems in our bodies. Let us go to John. And this is almost the blood speaks about deliverance and healing and restoration. The blood speaks a whole lot. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses. The blood is powerful. You hear people say from time to time, it never lost. It never loses first estate. The blood is powerful. It protects, it heals. The blood delivers, the blood restores. when you get under the blood, you see here in Exodus, let's go to Exodus because I hear this thing ringing in my spirit. Let's go to Exodus chapter 12, I think. Let's go over to Exodus chapter 12 and see what the prophet is saying over here in Exodus chapter 12. Glory to God. And let's look at that through the NLT, New Living Translation. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're just talking about the blood. I know it was the blood. When we sing that song when I was coming up, I tell you, the people used to just go bananas when that song started to play. We didn't have all that stuff when they started to sing that stuff. They didn't have microphones. They didn't have the guitars or the drums. Sometimes you might find an old upright piano, old raggedy upright piano. But most of the things they had was tambourines. It was foot stamping and hand clapping. And I tell you, when you start to sing, back in the day when I was a little boy, and the mother's skirt was all the way down to the ankle, and they had these big old skirts, you know, and all the dress all the way down. But when they start to sing, I know it was the blood, it was the joy that came over those mothers back then in Barbados. And I tell you, they would just sing. You imagine if they had saxophone and trombones and stuff, like they got in the church now, they got the violins and all that stuff and orchestra inside the church now. But they're playing just to please the people, not to please God. But those people were singing for God, to God. And they were stomping. Those tambourines would be snapping. Sometimes them people hit them tambourines so hard, it seemed like they're going to bust the other hand. The way they be hitting, but they didn't. You didn't never see nobody have no cuts and bleeding from the pants. But they were just rolling them tambourines, going back and forth. Oh, sometimes you have some people who were so good with the tambourine that they would throw the tambourine behind their back and come up in the air, and they would catch the tambourine and still banging the tambourine, praising God, singing their nose of blood. Exodus chapter 12, and prophet says here, he says, here in this book here, it says, Exodus 12, and glory to God, verse 23. Well, let's say verse 22. He says, Moses is called the elders in 21. Moses called the elders together and said to them, go, pick out a lamb or a young goat for each of your families and slaughter the Passover animal. He said, drain the blood into a basin. Then take a bundle of hyssop branches and dip it into the blood. Brush the hyssop across the top and sides of the door frames of your homes. And no one may go out through the door until morning. For the Lord will pass through the land to strike down the Egyptians. But when he sees the blood on the door top and sides of the door frame, the Lord will pass over your home. He will not permit his death angel to enter your house and strike you down. See, Moses gave the people a command. He gave them an order, put the blood on the door frame or door post, however you want to say it. And they had to get the hyssop. Hyssop is a special tree. I noticed that they have the oil of hyssop at Amazon. I was looking at that. I said, well, I didn't know they have oil to this. I was only here about the hyssop tree or the hyssop branches. But they have the oil that you can use for different things, for anointing and all that stuff. They have, you can get it from Amazon or from Walmart. But they had to follow everything to the letter, to the instructions that Moses gave them if they wanted to stay alive. We sometimes don't want to follow the order of what God has given us from Genesis to Revelation. It's an order. It's an order of 66 books carrying the instructions of how we must live our lives in order to please God. But we find it difficult to follow the instructions. If it don't suit our needs, we say, I'm not doing that. I'm not going there. I'm not going to do that. This is how we talk. And we say it like we're talking to a man while we're speaking, doesn't realize that we're speaking to God. God said, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. And guess what? We said, no, I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm my own person. We see that going on in the earth right now. It's all over the nations, all over the nations. People are doing what they want to do, how they want to do it, whenever and wherever. This is why we're in such a dilemma that we're in now, because people don't want to follow the instructions of God. They tell you, I'm my own man, I'm my own woman, this is my own body, me. I can do what I want to do with my stuff. When they get into a deep hole that it seems like the side walls are coming in on them, guess what happens? They want somebody to try to pull them out. They want you to go and take your time and pray for them to pull them out. They're not interested in your prayer. All they want to be do is saved, to do the same thing over and over, save them from the catastrophe that's taking place in their lives. Here, Moses warned them, give them the command to, first they had to drain the blood, because they needed the blood. They need the blood out of the goat as a sign of that these are the people of God. We have the blood now on our heart. It's not on our house. It's on our heart. Because it's not the house is going to fall away. It's going to demolish. The blood of Jesus Christ, when we receive him, that blood is spiritually placed upon our hearts, upon our souls. So when Satan sees, he can't touch us. We hear the people say, we are blood-bought. We are blood-bought Christians. So, but don't say you're blood-bought Christians, but you're acting like the world. You're not a blood-bought Christian. You just got the blood-bought thought. You talk, you're speaking blood talk, but you're not living blood life. When you're bought with the blood, you walk, you talk, you live. People can see it. It's just like you say, well, in my house, I my lights are on. My lights are turned on. I got light in my house, but it's pitch black outside. And when they look at your house, you not a light on your house. Guess why? Because your electricity wouldn't turn off. But you're lying to the people, telling people you got lights on. Your current is on. You ain't got no light. Then the people come out your house. Well, why you ain't got no lights on? You're looking for a candle to light a candle. And the lights is on. I just conserve it. Know you're lying. And that's what we do when we say, well, I'm born again. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I got the light of God, but everything that come out your mouth is filthy. And the person said, well, I thought he was saved. Man, he talking just like a street person. She talking like a street woman. Every other word is a cuss word. How you can be saving like that? When you are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, you walk different, you talk different, you treat people others different. They don't have to be saved. They don't have to be of the household of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they went on. Once the death angels see the blood, they pass over. The same thing with us. When we are walking and living under the blood, when Satan and his agents see the blood, they can't touch us. They can try to interject a thought into our mind, like Bishop James says. They can try to put a thought. But because we know who we are and whose we are, guess what we do? Like Paul says, we cast down all thoughts in imagination. We don't the thought that Satan is. We don't activate the thought that Satan is trying to put into our minds. This is what we do because we are believers. Let's go to another scripture. Let's go over to John. John chapter 1. The Lord giving the scripture. You know, Bishop always come from here for salvation. But we can do as much as this as the Lord allow us to go to. Thank you, Apostle. I hear you, but they're kicking up a little storm. John chapter 1. St. John. I'm not going to rush and hoop and holler. I'm just going to take my time and break down this thing as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. It's very, sometimes it's good to run slow. The Bible says, St. John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word already existed. I'm coming out the NLT. Yeah. In the beginning was the Word, King James says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He says, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God, talking about Jesus. He is God, and he is the Son. You hear Apostle say that yesterday. And he is the Holy Ghost. He's only one God, not three gods. He got three different identities, but he is the same one God. He is Father,
Amen.
He is Son, he is Holy Ghost. So he says, he created everything through him, himself, and nothing was created except through him. That's Jesus. He spoke it into existence. I was thinking about this last night as I was laying down, and the Lord was showing me. He says, the blood was from the beginning. Every says from the beginning, the blood just didn't come when he went to the cross. And Jesus made the first sacrifice in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the first blood that was shed, listen, the first blood was shed when he took that rib out of Adam. There's no way you could take the blood out and the rib out and blood didn't come out. And then the second blood was when Adam and Eve sinned and he clothed them. He killed an animal. God is the best surgeon. He killed an animal and clothed them, give them the first leather suit. The first leather suit, you got people running around today, they got leather pants and leather jacket and all that. Man, look, Adam and Eve had a leather pants and suit and dressing all that stuff before anybody. God clothed them in leather in the garden.
Amen.
They was running around with leaves across their private parts. And God said, God killed an animal. God, the supreme God, the sovereign God, blood was shed in the garden. So blood is important. Blood is important. This is why he said we shouldn't shed innocent blood. But you're seeing it going on all the time. Look, every day you can't turn on the television. You can't you can't look at the news anywhere that you don't hear. Every day people are being killed. Every day. Because why? The truth is hidden. Here in this text here, the word gave life to everything that was created. And his life brought light to everyone. The word, this is what he says. The word is Jesus. Jesus is the word. He gave life to everything that was existing. He spoke it into existence. Because he is the sovereign Lord. He is the sovereign Lord. He's the one that sits high and sees low. He said the light shine. He said the word gave life to everyone that was created. He and his life brought light into everyone. So we have this light of God living on the inside. Living on the inside. It's shining on the inside. The light is alive. The light is not dead. The light of God. It's shining on the inside of us so the devil can see it. The light is over there. I can't go over there. You know, if you go by some people's house, if your thief comes by to kill, steal, and destroy, he sees light, he's not going in that house. He's going to the house that looks dark and like the people going on a vacation, they're going on a safari. If a thief comes to rob a house, brick, and steal the flat screen TV and the VCRs and all that stuff, or the phones now, they don't have too much VCRs. If you go to a house and you see VCR, you know that people, that's old school. Everything is on the telephone. You know, you can record everything and play back on your phone just like a VCR, you know. So, but if they see a light in that house, the thieves are going to pass by. Just like when the death angel come by and see the blood, he got to pass on by. The light is there. The light is on that house. Hallelujah. The light is also the light and the life is in the blood. So they got to pass on by. You don't see much thieves going and breaking a house that the lights are on and they say lights switch off in one room and one switch on in another room. No, he's not going to that house. He said there's people in that house. But if he see the house is dark, there's nothing moving. No lights are switching on or off. Let's hit that house tonight. Is your light burning? Is the light burning in your life? Are your heart covered with the blood of Jesus Christ? Think about it. Because you'll know if your heart is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ by the way you act, the way you respond to people. The way we respond to people tells us if we are covered, if our heart is covered with the blood, our soul is covered. If we have the light of God living on the inside, if we are the children of God. Because the Bible says you are the children of God. You have overcome them, for greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So we'll know if we are the children of God by knowing that the blood, we are covered, our hearts are covered with the blood. Because your action tells you who you are. My pastor taught me that years ago. I didn't understand what he was saying when he said I was a youngster. And he says, I can talk with a person for 5 minutes, I know who they are. He said, I don't have to spend all day with them. I just spend 5 minutes. They'll tell me who they are. He said, because they're going to say more when they open their mouth than you, than they're saying. When, in other words, what he say, you got to listen in the spirit because they're saying to you something. But if you're going to hear more in the spirit than what they're actually saying. I said, wow, I understood that. Yeah, John says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never distinguish it. See, when you're walking in the light and living in the light and you're covered in the blood, darkness cannot overpower you. See, but the thing is that walking in the light and having the blood over your heart, you got to know that. We are the first people that have to know that we have the blood, that we are blood bought, that we are blood covered. See, when the people went into the homes with Moses tell them to go into the homes and put the blood over the door frames and the lintels and stuff, they understood that they were the children of God. There were wailing and mourning sounds outside from people getting killed. They was singing and rejoicing inside because they know they were under the blood. They had, according to the man of God, the servant of God, that they were protected by this marking of the blood. We're seeing a lot of stuff going on now, and people are scared to go out, scared to go anywhere, because they figure something might happen. Well, you don't have to be afraid, because he promised never to leave us or forsake us. God sent a man, John the Baptist. He was the one that baptized. John the Baptist was not his name. That was not his last name. We used to talk that when we was younger. But they called him John the Baptist because he baptized people. To me, he was the one who was preparing the way for Jesus. And the way is the heart. Not a path walking down the road. That's not what he's talking about. He was preparing the people's hearts to receive Jesus when he comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. The Bible said when he saw Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God, the one that take away the sin from the world. He that cometh, he said, I'm not worthy to untie his shoes.
Yeah.
Worthy. He said, he saw him coming. He said, God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. See, we are not the light, but we are carrying the light. This is the problem that's going on now. Too many preachers are thinking that they're the light. You're not the light. You're the light bearer. You're the light carrier. I get into my car now, and I drive places. I'm not the car.
Exactly.
I drive the car, but I'm not the car. Hallelujah. We got to realize that we are carriers of the light. We're not the light. And John recognized that. He even tell the people, I'm not the one. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm not the one.
Right.
Glory to God. Even Jesus, when John was in prison, he sent his disciples to go to, Jesus, you're the one, or should we look for another one? John wants to know, because John knew he was not the one. And then when Jesus came and he heard Jesus, he said, look, is he the one? Go ask him. Jesus said, go tell him what you saw. Blind eyes open, the dumb are talking, the deaf can hear, the dead is raised from the dead. Go tell him what the words you see. Well, John know to hear that. He know that that's the one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not the one. He has empowered us to carry this light. Why? Because we are his officers. We are his ambassadors. We are supposed to lead people out of darkness and point them to the real light. To real light.
Right.
See your 60-watt bulb. I got some 60-watt bulbs. You got 40-watt bulbs. You got some 15-watt bulbs for the stove, the oven. But then on the outside of the house, you got what they say, the fog lights. They can sometimes run up to 120 watts or so, even more. Well, you want to get to the brightest light, because when you get to the brightest light, you see even clearer than you've been seeing with the 15 or the 40 or 25 watt or 60 watt or 100 watt. But if you want to get to the brightest light, that is Jesus. This is why we live in our lives. We live in our lives under the blood, because we want to get to that light. We want to get to that light where we will no longer be in darkness. The Bible said we would not need any light, because his light would illuminate, which is going to illuminate the heavenlies. His lights already illuminate the heavenlies. They don't have no electric lights up there, no gas lights, no kerosene light, no candle light, because his light, his glory lights up the whole heavenlies. And that's what we are trying to do. We want to get to that place where we don't need no other light. We don't have to worry about any other light, because he lights up everywhere we are. Hallelujah. So he says, Jesus, John said, John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. This is what we should do. No one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He said, the one who is the true light, John said this, that the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. Oh, hallelujah. You know, you could be even in the midst of or in the presence of the Lord, in a place where his presence is and you don't recognize him. Because if you are not under the blood, if you're not carrying the light, you wouldn't recognize the true light. There's a connection between the lights. Listen to me. There's a connection between the small light and the big light. They take the same molecules to turn them on. You hear what I'm saying? The light of Jesus and the light that's inside you bear witness with each other. If you truly have the light of God on the inside of you, you bear witness to Christ. You bear witness with the other Christians, the other believers, the other ones that are sold out to the light, the other ones that declare and decree that the blood is covering them, that they're covered in the blood. How you know? Because you all speak the same. That's how you know. You all react the same. We all react the same. We all love the same. We all have compassion, the same kind of compassion. Hallelujah. We have the same respect for each other and for those that don't know him, because that's the key. The key is not just having respect and honoring each other, but honoring those that don't know Christ. Having respect for those that don't know Christ. He said that the sinners even do that. They have respect for one another. The gangbangers have respect for one another. And if we just have respect for each other, what good is it? We have the respect for those that don't know him, so they can see the light of God shining on us. What we do, what a lot of people do is they ostracize people that not like them. Say, we don't want to have nothing to do with them because they're not like us. How are they going to come in the light if we ostracize them? How are they ever going to come to the light if we put up a wall to block them? We got to let them know that where the blood is safety, where the blood is deliverance. We got to let them know this. My son is calling me. I tell you, excuse me, man. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. So, children, Apostle, you know what I'm talking about. Children, boy, I tell you, I want to thank God. I'm not going to complain. Thank God that I got a son. Thank God that he's alive. But they always come to you. But thank God that we are here, that he can come to his Father. His Father's still in the land of living. But here in this having the blood, knowing that you know that you know that you know that you're under the blood, that you speak with clarity, not with pride, not with puffed up, not being arrogant about who you are, but being in love with who you are and whose you are. Because you need to show the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Some people, I say they're saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you look at them, they look like they're bitter, a sour lemon. You look at their face, you look, oh, my God. You say, well, if they're with Christ, and they always look so sad, I don't want that kind of Christ that they got. He's love, he's joy, unspeakable. They got no kind of smiling about them. They always look sad, like somebody just pinched them with a monkey, hit them with a monkey wrench or an ugly stick or something. I don't know. But here, man, the joy should be coming out of you that people say, I want to get close to him. My God, it doesn't matter. This guy had problems going on. The car tire blew out, and he's still smiling. Still praising. I want what he has. I want what she has, because, look, in your distress, you're still praising God. In your trials, you're still praising God. Look at possibly going through all kind of stuff with a sister, brother-in-law was getting his foot cut off, and daughter sick, and grandson sick, and son-in-law sick, and all, and she going through stuff, and she was still praising God, still going to the altar, still telling God how awesome he is, how well. This is what God looking for, what people want to. He wants people to see us that in our adversities, in our dilemmas, that we still praising him. We still standing flat for him. We still standing on the rock of Jesus Christ. Cause why? Because we know we under the blood. If you got to go on the table, Paul said to be absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord. Paul said he counted his life as nothing. He was going to Jerusalem, Acts chapter 20. He said, I count my life as nothing for Christ's sake. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about what people are trying to say or do. You under the blood. You want people to see the blood. You want them to see the light of Christ coming out of you. Then people want to glorify the Father. If this woman could be so happy in spite of her adversity, man, I want what keeps her that way. I want some of what keeps him that way. This is what God wants. John the Baptist was facing, he was facing a dilemma. I hear it. He was about to lose his head. How many heads did John the Baptist have? One head. But he's God's person. He's God's servant. And he's still preaching the truth. He was still preaching the truth. He's about to lose his head. They couldn't understand. The Herods could not understand this man. He was still saying the same thing, even about to lose his head in jail. We don't compromise even unto death. This is when you know you're underneath the blood. People want us to stop saying Jesus. Do you know that's the main thing that happened that is messing America up right now? They want the Christian people to stop saying Jesus and be in agreement with all that transgressions and all the iniquity that they're performing. They want us to be in agreement with that. They take the very saying of promise that God gave to us, the saying of the covenant that he would not destroy the world with water, and they make it their banner for wickedness. And they want us to be in agreement with them. They want us to stop saying Jesus. We can say Lord. We can say Father. We can say God. We can even say Yeshua, Yahweh. It don't bother them. But it's something about the name Jesus when you call it. It disturbs the world. They can't stand you when you say Jesus. Because see, when you say Jesus, you automatically think about the blood. When you say the word Jesus, the name Jesus, automatically you think about the blood. The blood he shed at Calvary for the whole world.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. They said, don't say Jesus. Now, if you watch television with a lot of these sports things going on, I don't know if you all seen it. But if you watch it, and most of the people, when as soon as they want to say, they say, well, I just want to thank. I just want to thank the Lord Jesus for giving the strength to reach this part of my career. They'll block it out. They try to block. No. What when this team just at San Francisco, they just this win run. And I'm making them a team now. And I'm not pitchers. I go to San Francisco with Malone, quarterback, little guy. And he won. A couple of weeks ago, the guy fall on his foot and fractured his ankle. He had to band him up and everything. But the young man got such a tenacity. He's so tenacious, man. I mean, he got the power of God inside of him. And this last game of this play, he's going to Super Bowl. You all must have seen it or heard it. And he ran the last run to get down the field to get the way his kicker can make the last three pointer field goal. And he ran with a fractured ankle. He was hopping. But when he started to run, it seemed like the pain was gone. He was so determined that he wants to get those couple of yards in that he can do. Because, you know, and then when they brought him up to the microphone to talk to him, he said, first let me do. He put his both fingers up in the air. He said, I want to give thanks to my Lord Jesus Christ. And when he was going to say that, then one of his players coming, man, you got to get this man on. You got to get, he said, look, man, he looked at him. So he cut him off so he can say the Lord Jesus Christ. So he just looked at this guy. You could see the expression he had on his face. You're not going, you're one of my players, you're one of my teammates, but you're not going to stop me from giving the glory to God because I was only able to do this because of the blood that's on my life. And so as he get a chance to go back to the microphone again, he put his hands in the air and he said, Jesus. And he said it so fast they couldn't block it out. They may block it up later, but they couldn't block it up. See, the world don't want you to say Jesus. They don't want you to say that you're under the blood because they know when you're under the blood, when you know that you're under the blood and you're confessing it, you're already victorious. I always say you may not have all that you want, but you have all that you need because you and Jesus is the majority. And when you got the blood of Jesus on you, you're more than enough for the enemy. You're more than enough for the enemy. That's why he keep coming at you all the time, but he know he can't do nothing to you. Listen, hallelujah. He said he came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. He went to the Jews. Jesus. They rejected him. Do you know that you're preaching and teaching, and the people that you've been to school with, the neighborhood that you grew up in, they don't receive you? You leave and go to another place, man, they receive you. I remember preaching in Virginia when I was much younger, and a young man came in the church. We used to get high together. We used to smoke together, get drunk together, go to check out women together. And when he came and see me up on the altar preaching, he told his mama, she was one of the women of the church. And he said, is that David? She said, yeah, he's one of the pastors here. I said, man, how long he been a pastor? She said, he's been one of the pastors here for a long time. He couldn't believe it. Because God just pulled me away from darkness. He just took me away from darkness. I mean, just completely shining light on my path. But the people couldn't receive me the way I was. And then I leave and go somewhere. I go to another city over. And the fire of God come down. Because in that church, when I was teaching there, they knew who I was. They were accustomed to me. But I leave and went one city over, Apostle, 45 minutes away, and the fire of God came down from heaven. And people started getting slain in the spirit. I didn't have to lay hands on anybody because the God was laying hands on them. We'd even go to Africa, and the blood show up. The power of the blood show up. Hallelujah. People start getting healed right there in the crusade. I've never seen anything like that before. Had a young lady came and had a big tumor on the bottom right by her vagina. And I told the other lady, I said, you touch her. Lay hands on her. I'm going to pray for her. The Holy Spirit fell on her. She fell on the clay dirt, right on the dirt. The dirt was muddy, all her clothes. And when she got up, the lump was going off her stomach. But in your own city. You know, Jesus could do no miracles in the city, in his own city. The town that he was raised up in and went to school in, was taught in the synagogue. He could do no mighty works. But no sooner he crossed the border. Oh, my, it's some people crossing that border. When he crossed that border and went into another city, he was opening blind eyes. The deaf was hearing. The dumb was speaking. The dead was coming alive. Because they see that he was the one that had the power inside of him. Hallelujah. The people reject him. But to all who believe him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. See, when you believe when you get to the place that you know that you know that you have the light of God inside of you, that you are covered by the blood, you got the right. No matter what the neighbor's saying. You may not have the doctorate degree. You may not have a degree in theology. You may not speak as clear as them, and I don't speak as clear as them because I still got a strong Caribbean accent. I'm much clearer when I'm speaking slow. But when I'm speaking fast, you have to try to catch up with me. If you hear my daughter who lives in Georgia, you wouldn't understand one word from her, not one word, because she's extremely like, she's like a typewriter, an old-fashioned typewriter. Tick, 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 tick. She speaks that fast. I don't understand her. I understand her dialect. But when I slow down, you'll hear me. See, you now can tell the people that you are a child of God. Why? This scripture right here is why you can tell them. He says, but to all who believe him and accept him, see it? Two things got to happen here. You have to believe in him, that who he is, that he is the Son of the living God, that he is God, that he is the one who went to the cross. This is all in your belief. And then you have to accept him as Lord and Savior. Two things you got to believe.
Amen. Right.
Some people say, I believe in Jesus, but they don't accept him. How do you know they don't accept him, Pastor? You're judging people. No, I'm not judging. How do you know they don't accept him? Look at their lifestyle. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen.
The lifestyle, all lifestyles tell people if we belong to Christ or not. It tells them. I'm saying I believe in him, but I'm going to the nightclub. I'm saying I believe in him, but I'm still playing dice. I'm still gambling. I say I believe in him, but I'm still fornicating, still committing adultery. I'm still stealing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, the person with common sense that got two, the person that had two matchsticks of sense, not a whole lot, can tell you don't belong to Christ. Because they tell you by your works, your very work speaks of you. You see, you'll know them by their fruit.
Amen.
He said, you'll know them by their fruit. Hallelujah. But we proclaiming Christ, but we acting like the devil. He said, no, I don't want. If that's
Amen.
I don't want to be like that. And this is what makes us look bad when you see these highfalutin preachers. They got millions of dollars, and they have great. And, you know, I'm knocking no preacher. I'm just telling the truth. Because this is what makes the church, I know it's the church of God, but the church of man. I got to say that, Father. Forgive me. That's what makes the church of man look bad. Because they have millions of dollars, and then they're proclaiming that they're preaching the half gospel. I call them half Christians. And they walk and shake their head while they're preaching. And then they're doing the stuff just like the world. Where you hear these bishops, they're sleeping with one another. Listen to me. You think that people with that got two mouths to rub together who want to be part of that church? That church is contaminated. It's contaminated. And this is why a lot of people don't want to go. They say, look, you know, I'd rather go to a little church that have, I'm telling the truth, I'd rather go to a little church that got 40 people than church that have them 15,000 people. Because you're going to get the truth, them little churches, that pastor on fire. We have kids back in Virginia with Bishop T.D. Jakes when he first started. He started in a little house. Apostle, he started in a little house down south. Man, I'm telling you, on fire for the Lord. He was preaching fire and brimstone and preaching about the blood and preaching about the cross when he started. Now he is sophisticated. He's a sophisticated preacher. Hallelujah. He's not preaching fire and brimstone. He's not preaching against sin. He's the one that gets lukewarm, compromising the word of God. And when we do that, you're leading people straight into hell. Like Joel Osteen said, there's no need to tell people about their sin. There's no need to talk about sin, that we say. He said, there's no need to talk about sin. Jesus spoke against sin. Why we don't want to preach about sin? He set an example for us. Why we don't want to talk about sin? We want people saved, but we don't want to tell them. We're pointing them to the wide gate. And they're rushing to get to the wide gate. But you got to show them that the narrow gate, you got to try. You got to work hard to get through that narrow gate. You got to follow the instructions. You got to be washed in the blood. You got to carry the light of God. You got to carry the light of God inside you to get through the narrow gate. He said, not many normal people go to call. He said, but God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise and the weak things to confound the mighty. Hallelujah. We got to preach this thing, and we got to take time and teach it so people can get saved. People want to get saved. People are saying in the church, they say, oh, I'm sanctified. And preaching the gospel, the next minute they look around. They can't stay in my two weeks. They're the pastors and leaders. Can't stay with a husband 2 weeks. Can't stay with a wife 2 weeks. Now they look around, they're gone. They're gone. God, they saw a young man that looked good. Or saw a young woman that looked good. They're gone. They're gone. But they say they love the Lord. They got the light of God. But what the light of God doing? Which God you talking about anyway? They got the light of God. Which light? The light of hell? Because it's sure not the light of heaven. The light of heaven illuminates. It shines on the path and on the feet of people, the light of heaven. The light is the way. Your words a lamp onto my feet and a light onto my path. So which light do you have? Remember that the God of this world is Satan. So maybe they have the light of Satan. He got a light too. A light of destruction. That's the light he got. The light of destruction. So maybe that's the light they have. They're destroying the people that God is calling and enlightened up, and they got to give an account for that. When they preach a half-truth, God to give an account. Holding back the truth. Say, well, I just tell you a little bit. I just tell you. God just wants you to have this. God just wants you to be happy. God just wants you to be happy. Do what makes you happy. That's all God wants. And then you'll be a child of God. That's how Joel Osteen taught. He said, God just wants you to be happy, sister. Brother, my brother, my sister, God just wants you to be happy. If it's making you happy, it please God. No, God wants you to be obedient to his word. That's what God
Amen
wants.
Now.
If you obedient to God's word, you'll have joy. You'll have joy unspeakable, full of glory. If you be obedient to the word of God. He said, God just wants you to be happy. God just wants you to work. And God wants you to have the things that you want, the things you need. God just wants you to, God wants you to have more than that. He wants you to follow his commandments, honor his commandments. Paul talks about
Hallelujah.
That in the book of Galatians. Paul talks about it, the law. They say, well, no, you don't have to do all that. But here, let me give one this thing here in John. I want to go down to verse 18, then we'll stop and go somewhere. It's quick, fast, and hurry. He says, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. La. Verse 13. He said, they are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. See, this thing happened on the inside. People talk that when they go to the mall, apostle, and they get a new dress, and they go to the beauty salon and get a new wig, and they go to the nail salon and get some new nails and toenails and fingernails and eyebrows. You know, I see some of the women in the church, they got eyebrows far down the street. I mean, their eyebrows so far, they're sticking off their face. I don't know what they do. They're white, but their eyebrows just curling up and cutting their eyelid, cutting the eye, what do you see? But they got this eyebrow so long. They got all this fake stuff on. You don't know. You a real Christian. Maybe your natural self. All of these wigs on your head. You don't know the wig come on. Horse tail, donkey tail, camel tail, fox tail you got on your head. What are you trying to impress? You go to the mall, you got all these different suits. The man got all these different suits. All these different suits. Who are you trying to impress? And your life is all nasty, filthy. like a whitewashed tomb. Apostle Washington said that, like a whitewashed tomb. Inside, like a whitewashed tomb. Because God's not looking on that shotskin suit that you're putting on and them alligator shoes, crocodile shoes. He's not looking on that red, red, blue, red, green, red that you rig you're putting on. He's looking at your heart. God is looking at our heart.
Amen now.
We go in the church building like we all that. We all that. And as soon as all that stuff you put on, somebody touch your shoes, you want to stop them in the church and you see you're a Christian. You're a Christian. That's what he says, man. He said we they are reborn. See, we are reborn. Not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. See, God changed you from the inside. The blood cleanses us from the inside. The blood that was shed at the cross washes us from the inside and makes us pure, perfecting us, putting us in the right standing with God the Father, so we can come and ask the Father anything in his name. The blood. See, now we are children of God, so we can go to the Father. You see, he is our Father now through the blood. Through the blood washes us and cleanses us and makes us children of God. So we can go to Dad and say, Daddy, Abba, I'm in need of a little help over here. The world seems to be weighing me down on this side, and I need a little help. I need a little help being perfected in the things of God. It seems like it wants to pull me away. You can talk to Daddy. But Satan was said to us, you don't have to go talk to nobody. I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you. This is why you see a lot of the leaders are going after the, they're going after the lucre. Jesus talked about that in Matthew. They're going after lucre. They want the gold. They want the diamonds. They want all that stuff. But Jesus said, even that stuff you're going after will leave you. He said, all that stuff will leave you at the end.
What you say?
You can't take any of it with you. When you know that you know that you know that you are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, that the light of God shines through you, all you have to do, my friend, is stand flat-footed. See, you've got to be like the man that built his house upon the rock, not like the man who built his house upon the sand. Because, you see, the turbulence of the world are going to come against you. The winds of the world, the water of the world, the storms of the world, the hurricanes, the tornadoes of the world, the volcanoes of the world are going to come against you. And if your house is not built on the rock of Jesus Christ, it will go down the hill. It will roll down the hill. Hear what I tell you. It will roll down the hill. Hallelujah. See, when your house is built on the rock of Jesus and stuff coming against you, the storms is when people are trying your life, trying you, when Satan is testing you to see who you really are. If you're not really built on Jesus Christ, if you're not really truly washed in the blood, if you don't really have the light of God, guess what happens? You're going to give into the darkness. The darkness represents you. Oh, you, you know, girl, if you just hang up with us, we going to Sister Jenny. And look, she got some good pork chops. She got some fried fish and some chicken. Oh, man. And the barbecue ribs are coming off the bone, I'm telling you. And she got some music. We got music. We got everything going on. Look, you can let your hair down today. You ain't got to worry about them church people. I want to tell you. You ain't got to worry about them church folk. We going to be hanging out. We big fancy house. She got a big swimming pool in the backyard. Girl, we going to have a good time. That's the devil. When you got to tell the devil, shut up. I don't do that anymore. My life is already settled. It's already purchased, bought, purchased, settled in heaven. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I can't do that anymore. That's when Satan had my name in his book, but Jesus erased it. Jesus erased our names from that book of death. And he put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. He put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you know that your book name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, hallelujah, don't care what cover, you can say, leave. You don't have no right here. You don't belong here. You got the wrong mailbox. You are hitting the wrong mailbox. So you got to, maybe you're looking for the mailbox down the street or up the street, up the road, across the valley, but not here. So take that mail somewhere else, Satan. Hallelujah. Look at the box and you can see Satan. When you look on the box, you see the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when he looks, he got to back up. Hallelujah. You got to let him know that you are covered in the blood, in the blood, in the blood, in the blood. Hallelujah. Your house is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how rough the water comes. It doesn't matter how the ground shake from the earthquake. It doesn't matter how the lava come down the hill from the volcano. It cannot touch your house because the blood is all over your house. Do you hear me? You're built on the rock of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not even the lava from the volcano can burn your house down. Do you hear me?
That's right. Hallelujah.
You got to know this. He says, you are children of God. You're reborn. He says, so the word became human and made his home among us, talking about Jesus. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. See that? We've seen it. We experienced it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every time I lay down, I feel the presence of the Lord. Every time I lay down in that bed, I hear him speaking to me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Oh, he began to talk to me last night. He started to talk something to me. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. He said, don't worry about what's going on around you. He says, worry about what's happening inside of you. He says, it's not what's going around you going to change you. He said, what happened inside you is what changed your life.
Hallelujah.
He said, worry about that. He said, concentrate, focus on what's going on in you, in your heart, in your soul. That's what's going to make you a different. Not what's happening around you. What's happening around you don't have any more power over you. Once, he told me last night, he says, once it had power over you, but it no longer had power over you because I'm drilling on the inside. He said, I'm drilling on the inside of all of my children. Not just you, but I'm drilling on the inside of all of my children. And whatever's happening around them cannot affect the inside because I'm protecting the inside. Glory to God. That's what God says. He says, John testified about him when he shouted to the crowd, this is the one I was talking about when I said someone is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. From his abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another. You know, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and Bishop going to tell you about it in a minute, the moment you receive him, that's what I like about that scripture in Acts 2 and 38. The moment you receive him, when you accept him, John says you got to believe him and you got to accept him. Once you believe and you accept him as Lord, you get a blessing. Right there. You don't have to wait till the next day. You got to know. He gives you a blessing, the Holy Spirit. What I like to, Lord God, thank you, Holy Spirit. He's not like some people that give you a little blessing today, Apostle. Deacon, they give you a little blessing today. They may give you another one next month. And the next 2 weeks, they might give you another one. Maybe the next 3 months, they give you another one. And maybe one day they'll give you a big blessing. You know what God did? Man, I saw that the other day, man. It just jumped off the page to me. He gave you the greatest blessing that you can have to help you to sustain you while you're in this earth. Right when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. When you believe on Jesus, when you receive, he gave you the Holy Ghost. There is no greater blessing than the Holy Ghost. Man, I saw that the other day, and it jumped off the page. I said, wow. Thinking about getting this new car, getting this new house, getting this. They just sent me a thing, an email. They want me to trade in my truck for 2021. They put me in debt. I tell my wife, she said, no. I said, honey, they want me to trade in a truck. Again. She said, no, we don't need a new truck. She said, your truck is working. It's fine. You keep it up to standard. Lord, and we have no major problems with that truck. She said, but they want me to go in debt. I said, no, we are fine. No, we have the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says when you receive him in the book of Acts and you be baptized, you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is to help us when we are facing dilemmas like I talk about, the storms of life. The Holy Spirit is there to help us. We want to run and call Sister Mary, Brother John, Brother Robert, Brother Cabbage, everybody we want to call. We don't never talk to the Holy Spirit. He's in us. We don't ever activate him when we're going through or when we're in need. When you're in need, when we're in need of any kind of help, we don't activate the Holy Spirit. I need you today. Because today, I'm really a little depressed today in my flesh. Because the flesh gets depressed, not the spirit. He's saying it bringing me down. I need your Holy Spirit to just give me a lift up. You know what he's going to tell you? Open the book. Pastor Lily was saying that the other day, you got to open the book. You got to open the book. He's going to tell you, open the book. And when you open the book, wherever you open, start reading. Start studying. And I guarantee when you start studying that whatever been trying to depress you, oppress you, or depress you, suppress you, any of the oppressors going to leave. It's got to leave. Because there's power in that word. There's power in that word. Hallelujah. I always say the letter kills you, killer, but the spirit gives life. Once you start to read that word, that letter going to come alive. The word going to come alive right in your spirit, man. And then you're going to start to experience the joy of your salvation. You're going to begin to experience it. There's a couple more verses here and we're done. We're just going to verse 18. Verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. You know, the law is the schoolmaster. And back then, we thank God for the grace of Jesus Christ. Because back then, Something you can get away now. You see a lot of pastors and preachers and stuff, and lay people, deacons and elders and ushers and janitors, they part of the church. And they would screw up real bad. And God forgives. God gives them a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. He give me about five different chances, even more. Maybe more than that. I can't even record how much chance he give me before I get to where I'm at right now. Because he's that kind of God. The Bible says, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. See, His love and unfaithfulness came through Jesus Christ. Jesus does not give us, God don't give us what we deserve. He gave us the redemptive power of Jesus Christ that redeemed us, reconciled us, saved us, drawn us. Hallelujah. He poured that love on us that while we should have get death, he gave us life. Hallelujah. All we've been doing, it all comes through Jesus Christ. He said, no one has ever seen God but the unique one who is himself God, talking about Jesus, is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us, Jesus. He even let us experience the blood that washes and makes us clean, the blood that restores, the blood that heals. Yeah. Hallelujah. There's forgiveness in the blood. Forgiveness in the blood. Restoration in the blood. He allows us to experience that. That when we should be gone into the grave, when we should be hanged on a tree, he said, no, I'll go on the tree for you, son. Daughter, I'm going on the tree for you. You don't have to go on the tree. I love you enough to go on the tree and lay down my life. Because guess what? No one has the power enough to take my life. But I lay it down for you because I love you so much. This is what he did. He loved us so much that he laid it down. This is what God is saying. I have a lot more. I got to do a part four of this. I got another scripture. But I got to do a part four maybe next week. I don't know. I don't know if I can come back this week. But this is what God is saying to us today. You, us, me, you, we got to get to the place where we truly know who we are. Stop playing around with it. Stop playing around with the gospel. Become the gospel.
Amen.
We got to become the gospel. Stop playing around with it. Live the gospel. Let people see your light shining. Why? Because you're the light of God. The light of God dwells on the inside of you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name. We honor you. I don't know if Apostle Washington going to come up tomorrow, but she just had her eyes fixed. She got new eyes. She gets new eyes all the time. They're fixing her eyes. Her eyes are getting better and better all the time. Every day her eyes get better.
Man, hallelujah.
In her. So, great. I don't know if they come to you, but the Lord is just so faithful to us. We just thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love, your compassion that surpasses all things that we can ever even comprehend, Lord. Your mercy is greater than all that we can even think or say. Lord, you just love us so much, Lord. You extend that abundant love to us, Lord God, that, oh God, sometimes it just makes us weep to know that you are a holy God, a sovereign Lord, God, can love peasants like us, oh God, enough to just go and be hanged up on a tree, Lord. You allow them to hang you on a tree, Lord God. You let go your heavenly power and just allow them to put you on a tree, because you could have done anything you want to do. God, you could have called legions of angels to fight against them and destroy them all. And then you could have speak a new world into existence, new people into existence. But God, you loved us so much. Oh, Father God, you Jesus, you loved us so much. You loved us so much that you were willing to go to the tree of redemption. That's what I see it. You was willing to go to the tree of redemption and allow them to nail you and pierce you and crown you, Lord Jesus. For peasants, for nobodies, you go on that tree. And Father, I thank you, Lord. I know I don't always get it right. I know I don't always get it right, Lord. I'm trying so hard, but I don't always get it right. So I ask you, Father God, to touch me in the places that is all tangled up and need to be loose, Lord Jesus. I ask you to touch me in those areas of my life. And Lord, just make me the man that you want me to be, that I ought to be in every way, areas of my life, Lord. I know, Father, I thank you that I'm not who I used to be, but I want to be who you want me to be. So, Father, I say thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood that's shed at Calvary. So this old man could just live for you till you call him out. I just thank you, Father. Bless the earwaves. Let somebody get saved today, tomorrow, next week. Let somebody get saved, Lord. Just bless the earwaves. And mark our names next to their names, Lord, that we'll know that they are our brothers and sisters, Lord. Father, we are careful to give you all the honor and all the glory. Bless America, Lord. Bless the president, the vice president, the Congress, the senators, Lord God. Bless the police department, the fire department. Bless the housewives, oh God, the children, the teachers, Lord God, all the lay people out there in the field, the plumbers, the air-conditioned technicians, the painters, Lord God, the garbage men, Lord God, the janitors, Lord. Bless them all, Jesus. Bless them to come to hear you, Lord. Bless them that my ears might open to hear your voice as you cry out in the wilderness for them. In Jesus' holy name, come on in, Bishop, and let the Lord use you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on in, Bishop.
Hey. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. God.
Thank you.
Everyone on the line, oh God, it's so wonderful to know that we're in the land of the living.
Amen.
And we pray today that nobody crosses over, but that's the decision Almighty God makes. He says when he calls us, we have to go.
Yes, yes.
So I ask you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He is the only way. That's why he's called the way.
Yes, yes.
Jesus is the way. Only way to get to see God is through Jesus. Hallelujah. You must be saved of sin, because no sin can enter heaven. You see, You must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to get to heaven. Hallelujah. Now, for those who have never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, now is your opportunity. For those who have backslidden, now is your opportunity to come back home. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. If you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he came down to earth from heaven, got off of his heavenly throne to come down here in the manner of flesh, that he would know how it felt to be a human. God did not know. He created man, but man's feelings were something, but I don't know if it was the enemy that caused man to fear, but I'm sure it was. Hallelujah. And not to fear God, but be unlawful to God, to be disobedient to God. It was the enemy that caused all of these problems. So if you believe truly that Jesus died for our sins, that he came to earth to die just for us, because he was the only way, he is the only one worthy, all the sins of the world on his shoulders, all the stripes on his back, the crown of thorns on his head, hallelujah, yes, the tremendous beatings. He's the only one that could do it. He was the only ultimate sacrifice. He was the only one. And he is still the only way. So now, if you believe this and you believe that he died for our sins and that God raised him from the dead, speak it out of your mouth. For the word says, the word is near you. The word of God says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth or on your lips, which means you must speak that you're receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you think about it, the devil can't hear you thinking, you know, and he's going to still try to get to you. But now when you speak it out and say, I have become a Christian, I love the Lord Jesus Christ, I accept him and no other as my Savior, only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, on the third day he arose, Resurrection Sunday, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then that you are now saved. The word says you shall be saved if you believe it, right? And you must believe it, but speak it. Please speak it into the atmosphere so the enemy will know. You know, he will know that you're fighting on Jesus' team now. You're an ambassador for Christ. Shall everyone know that you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and invite them to your baptism, because that's the next part, the next phase. You must repent.
Mm-hmm.
You repent. And book the book of, help me, Holy Spirit, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38 through 41. Peter said to the multitude to be baptized. Repent. His first words, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And God will send the Holy Spirit upon you. Hallelujah. And you will be saved. You shall be saved if you believe this. You shall be saved. And no one can take us out of God's hand unless we allow him to. So rebuke the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus gave us permission to rebuke the devil for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Now, if you've done this, invite people to your baptism. Make sure when you get baptized that the preacher or minister, whoever baptizes you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as it's done in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Now, I want to thank everyone who has received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Remember, don't go back to what you were doing, repentance. Okay, it's meaning don't go back to what you were saying or doing. If you was a person who cursed, cuss, used obscenities, stop it. Don't do it again. If you find yourself doing such a thing, ask God to forgive you right away, which means you know, you realize that you've done something against the will of God. If you look at a person with lust in your eyes, quickly turn around, turn away from looking at that person, and ask Jesus to forgive you in his holy, matchless name. Hallelujah. And anyone you have caused to sin, rebuke that sin that's put upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yes, Apostle, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I was about to say it. The you must be baptized in Jesus' precious name. It's in the Bible, in the book of Acts chapter 4, beginning at verses 10 through 12. Read it for yourself. The only name mentioned under heaven that anyone from this world would be saved. Your only name mentioned. No other name is mentioned except Jesus Christ. Can you read it for yourself? Don't just take my word.
My Lord.
No, it's there. It's in the book. The bestseller ever. There's never been a book sold more than the Bible. And never will. Hallelujah. Apostle Calendar, it's back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you for that awesome prayer of salvation. As always, we just bless the Lord and praise the Lord for you. And
thank you. Thanks, Jesus.
We pray that God continue doing what he's doing in our lives. I had a grand time with you all on yesterday. And for what I heard, was so awesome. You know, but as I was telling the apostle, I had to leave the computer in the car because once you go in the doctor's building, they got so much technology in the ceilings that you can't get a signal in there. If I take it in there, the system would have shut down. But we heard a good set of it, and we're coming home. We bless the Lord for you all. Just keep on. Let's stay focused because a lot of stuff is going on right now.
And
we need to really stay focused and trust God in whatever's happening. Okay? So the line is open.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I praise God this morning for my life, my health, and my strength. And I said, man, because my God gave it to me. My Jesus, I just thank God for the opportunity to be on the line with our apostle, and Apostle Washington and Bishop and Apostle Calendar, the word that I understood you. I'm trying. I guess you say all to know by now, but I'm trying to, you know, understand. But the part that I understood you when you was ministering the word of God, it was just blessing me so. It was just blessing my spirit me so. And I just thank God for you. I'm asking God just, you know, continue to bless you. You and your family. You and your wife. And I know she's your family too, but I said it backwards. To bless you first, and you and your wife, and then, you know, rest of your family. I just thank God for, you know, this hour that even everything going on today, that we still have a mind to praise him. And I thank God for Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington. You know, I thank him for my sister. I thank him for my brother. Because so many other people ain't talking about Jesus. I'm talking about, you know, if I just hold a conversation in the grocery store, okay, talking about Jesus. But, you know, I bring him up, but they hair up and, well, okay, Yeah, you don't want to talk about Jesus, but you want to hold me down with everything going on. I just tell them, read the Bible. Read the Bible. It's in the Word. Then you'll know what's going on. But, you know, I just praise God for his blood. I praise him for his blood that he shed. Nobody but Jesus. And I thank God again. And I know later on you will give us more when the Spirit of God leads you. I know you will give us more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to say this. And I know some ain't going to, you know, believe it. Like I say, it doesn't matter now. It's time. It's time for everybody that has confessed the name of Jesus. And we see what's going on. It's time that we stop. And I'm going to use the word fighting, because if you're not with somebody, you're fighting. You're fighting. Get together and pray. I'm talking about
Hallelujah.
We seeing these things on the TV and those on the internet. And hey, we talking about, but we need to get together and pray as ever before.
That's right. Amen.
They'll do everything, but they don't want to pray. Bishop was saying people are going to hell. Because someone don't know Jesus. Someone ain't gave their life to Jesus. But, see, Jesus say, well, that we can stand in the gap and pray for those that is lost. We can pray. We can pray. I know everything happened. The Lord is allowing it to happen. But even while he allowing it to happen, somebody's eyes need to be open. But instead of their eyes opening, seeing what's going on, their eyes begin to close more. But it's time that we call upon that name, because there's hallelujah, there's power in that name. And that's Apostle Thomas said, there is deliverance in that name. Hallelujah. 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 We, as the body of Christ, we need to start praying in these, even those nations over there that fighting against each other, and in this America, these people are fighting each other, and when we need to pray. Because we know, according to the Word of God, we ain't seen nothing yet. And if some people are trembling in their shoes, hallelujah, today what's going on in the earth. But if you don't get it right today, you ain't going to be able to stand tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Praise you not. Me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for the ones that still praying. But I'm talking about we want to wake somebody up through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm saying. We, as individuals, we can't say nobody, and we don't profess to say nobody. But he told us that. Preach the word. The word going to do whatever needs. The word going to save them. The word going to clean them. Hallelujah. And his word will make you walk right. Because it's so many. I'm telling you, it's so many in the church doors. And I call it in the house over there. That's what I call them. The church ain't got in them yet. Hallelujah. But when that church gets out in them, I said, they'll walk right. They'll walk right. But we, as the body of Christ, we need to just start getting together and just praying. I'm talking about truly praying, crying out to God for these lost souls. That's what we need to do. We need to cry out to God and ask God to save, ask God to deliver, ask God to set those people free from bondage. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And I praise God again for our overseer, Apostle Callender. Oh, yes, he ministered. He said he's going to give us a little bit, but that little bit to me. Ooh, I mean, it just blessed me. It just blessed me. Hallelujah. I try to be quiet sometimes, but I caught myself. I was talking out loud. I didn't want to talk out loud. I just wanted to just listen. But hallelujah, that word was going forth. Before I knew it, I was saying, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because truly, hallelujah to you. His name, hallelujah. But then I think Apostle Washington, how she called me this morning. I guess no more but maybe 5 minutes because I woke up early this morning. And I was looking for my niece. And I'm saying, you know how you get so messed up in your sleep? I know I ain't got up and open my door, Lord. Everything was the same when I went to sleep. I said, well, Lord, I don't know where I am. Got back in the bed, started to sleep again. Then her mother called. I just ain't seen her. And baby, when I went to sleep then, I just woke up. I guess about 5 minutes before Apostle called me. And I think God should call me. Because really, I was going to get on the line anyway. But I'm so glad she, you know, we talked a little bit and prayed a bit. And we said we had to get on the line. We got to get on the line with our brother in the Lord. And that's what it's all about. We're supposed to support each other because we all profess the name of Jesus. And I'm going to shut my big mouth. God, forgive me. I'm going to shut my big mouth because I know my brother and my sister, they want to say something. But I just want to tell you again, Apostle Colonel, you truly blessed me. For God in you, in that word. How come I said blew it? God, ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now pray for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for our sister. We thank you for the word that responds. Thank you for her tenacity, yes. Lord, to always ready to give you glory and praise and honor. And Father, we thank you more, even more, for how you're healing her body, healing her mind, her spirit, her soul. God and Lord, how you're perfecting those that concern her. Lord, that you're just giving her the joy, unspeakable joy and full of glory. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing with her, how you brought her back to the place that you brought her first, oh, God. Oh, God, to her first love, God, to teach and preach, oh, God. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all her little nuggets that she drops in, oh, God, from down south, God, to make her smile. Lord, we just ask, God, that you cause her to smile also, oh, God. Just as she make her smile, let her smile, oh, God. Let her know that you are her strength, Lord God. That you are her everything, like Apostle preach about. You are her all in all in all, oh God. We trust you and depend on you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that how she touched Apostle Stuart yesterday with the word, Lord God. And then he came in and gave us another sermon. I tell you, it was just so awesome, God. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for what you give to us. You always give us more than we deserve, Lord God. Lord, and we just thank you and we praise you, God. The line is now open again for anyone that want to come on in and share with us, respond to what they hear, add to it, and give us some help. Line is open.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we are grateful.
Yes, Lord.
For all that you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
For all that you do, God, keeping us
in
even if in the way, the truth, and the life, oh, God, we're so grateful.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
We are wealth by you, oh, God.
Yeah, Lord.
Nobody is a keeper like you, Jesus.
Nobody but you.
And, Lord, we're thanking you for the blood.
That's right now, Lord.
We're thanking you for that blood transfusion that was given to us on that cross.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you that we got new life when you shed your blood.
Yes.
Oh, God, we got more life, life, and more abundantly because of your blood.
Hey, Lord.
And Jesus, we thank you for the abundant life. Hallelujah. We thank you for the new self and supernatural abundance that that life has given, oh, God, that life of the blood.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Oh,
oh God, and we're just going to continue to praise you, Lord.
Amen.
We're going to continue to thank you all throughout the day, Lord.
That's right, Lord.
Because we got to praise. We must praise. Hallelujah. We must praise, oh, God, and we must praise. Like our sister said, we got to pray more.
Amen.
And, Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ who spoke today.
Yes,
he
Lord.
He spoke through his servant.
Yes, he did.
Pastor David Callender.
Oh, yes,
and Lord,
he did.
We thank you for the power of the word that went forth.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for the anointing, oh, Father God.
Glory to God.
Oh, God, how he did it so beautifully, Lord God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And God, for his spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, for his spirit completely given over to you, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
And, Lord, we thank you, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
That is all because of you.
All because of you.
That anointing, that tenacity.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
That willingness to give his all in all because he knows you're his all in all.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
we thank you for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for that. All the days that you've given, all the days that you have blessed us with your word.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And we thank you for all the days to come, Lord God, because we know there's more to come.
More to come.
We know you give us more and more, God. Hallelujah. We look for it. We're hungry for it. We're thirsty for it, dear God.
Lord, praise
you. We thank you, God. Give me that. Give me some more of that. I always say, give me some more of that. I want some more. Hallelujah.
Yes,
give me
Lord.
All of that. Give me all, Lord God. Give me all of that. Hallelujah. That joy, that peace, oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, all of that you give, God. I say, give me some more, God. I'm thirsty and hungry, God. I need more, God. I need more and more of you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we can come closer. We got to get closer to you.
My.
Believe we can get too close. My God, hallelujah. We got to come closer and closer.
That's
and
right.
As you preached that word on yesterday, Apostle Millie, I didn't get a chance to come in because when I was unmuted, Apostle Stewart did his 3 or 4 sermons. And it was a blessing, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And, so God gives us more and more and more. Glory be to God. So I wasn't able to get in. I had an appointment. A gentleman was in the house doing some things, getting ready to do some improvements in the bathroom. But anyway, I thank God for the word on yesterday. I just want to tell you that on the line. I thank God for that powerful, wonderful word about those virgins. And we thank God that it was so beautifully and powerfully preached. Hallelujah. Preached with that gladness in the heart. Glory be to God. With that commitment, we can hear that in the preaching on this line. With the commitment that only the fruit of grace will give.
Yes, Lord.
You have ministers as yourself, apostle, that come on the line and fully committed. It's only because of the fruit of the grace of God. It comes from that fruit. Hallelujah. It comes from the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is in us.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, we thank you for the fruit that we bear because of the grace that's bestowed upon us from heaven. For the amazing grace, oh God, we thank you. We've been graced today by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing like the grace, hallelujah, that's given.
My.
It's because of the grace that we could even receive what Jesus Christ did on that cross.
Yes, Lord.
Truly, we are all, as we receive him, we are all a miracle that has been given.
Amen now.
Given to us, we can say we're walking miracles because we received of Jesus Christ and the blood covers our life.
Hallelujah.
A miracle took place when we said, We receive you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe
Did.
We believe in the blood, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And because we believe, we receive the miracle.
Yes, the miracle
of salvation. You couldn't see it even happen. You couldn't see it happen.
Jesus.
Nobody could do a miracle but Jesus Christ, and he did them. Everybody that received him received a miracle.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. For the blood shed. Thank God for the blood shed. Thank God for the word about the blood. Hallelujah. You see, we got to preach more Jesus. We got to preach more. We got to do more preaching. Hallelujah. And more teaching.
Jesus.
But much, much more reaching.
Hallelujah.
And prayer will reach where nothing else can go, where no one else can go, like my sister on this line has said. Apostle Millie said something to me one day. Prayer will go where nobody else can go.
Amen.
It'll do what nobody else can do.
That's right.
When we pray in the name above all names, Jesus Christ. And we're going to come together and we're going to pray more in this hour. It's a critical hour. Very, very critical. The world is in, I mean, even the church is in a state of critical condition.
Amen now.
It's like they on, it's like, you know how when somebody is almost dead and they're on life support? And some are already dead. But if it wasn't for the grace of God, they'd already be dead.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. So we got to do like the wise version.
Yes.
Like Apostle was saying, we got to keep that oil. Hallelujah. We got to stay ready. Hallelujah. We got to stay ready and stay in courtship.
Yes, yes, yes.
With Jesus Christ. Stay engaged with him.
Yes.
Stay pure. When we stay engaged and we know we got the blood, we'll stay engaged because nothing is going to make us jump. Nothing is going to make us fall away from what God has already given to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're not going to fall from that. We're not going to jump. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Jump off. My God. No, we're going to stay steadfast, like Apostle said. We're going to stay steadfast. Glory be to God.
Lord.
And how do we do that? By staying engaged to the Savior. Man and woman, there's no spirit. There's no gender in the spirit.
That's right.
We will all sit at the marriage supper.
Amen.
We will all sit there and be fed by the Savior himself. Glory be to God. With our white linen garments, my God, hallelujah, we're going to be at the marriage supper because of the blood that was shed.
Amen.
Oh, glory. So stay engaged to Jesus. Don't jump off. Don't go off. Don't go nowhere. Don't leave him. Stay there. Stay with him.
Nowhere to go. Yes, Lord.
Don't go prostitute somewhere else. Don't go give yourself away to the devil. Don't go do that, but continue to give yourself away to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know the songwriter says, I give myself away so you can use me. Hallelujah. Yes. Keep being used. Allow him to use you. Continue to use. And if you're not being used today, allow God to use you. With the gifts that he has put in you, allow him to use you because you have your own gifts.
My Lord.
You don't have to try to preach like nobody else. You don't have to try to be like nobody else. Just do what God put in you to do and come and give.
Amen now.
Come and give, because it'll keep us humble. Prayer, fasting, giving of yourself and sacrificing of yourself, hallelujah, so we can learn how to be humble. Because that's what fasting is all about. It's about becoming humble, learning humility, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless his name. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for your family. For Millie, for your family, Apostle Calendar, for your family, your sacrifices, my God, your love, the love of Jesus Christ that you pour out upon us each day. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Apostle Stewart and your family, we thank God for you and Deacon Frazier and your family, we thank God for you. And I don't know who else is on, whoever else is on the line, we thank God for you too that you even came. Because I always say when you come, you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to come. Hallelujah. When you're here, there's something that you were supposed to hear. When we come, there's something in that word for all of us. If we would just listen and receive. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, for some more understanding today, for some more wisdom that flowed from this man of God as you are pouring more wisdom and understanding from him.
Yes, Lord.
Straight from the throne. Hallelujah. That's where it came from, straight from the throne. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So thank you so, so much for that word. Glory be to God. I'm excited. The word excites me, and there's no shame in it for me. Glory be to God. And I know Apostle said it was hard for her to be quiet. It's hard to be quiet when you know, hallelujah, he's been too good, my God. He's done too much, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'll take me, oh, my God, it'll take me years. It'll take me years, Apostle. It'll take me years. I got to turn this phone off. No, it'll take me years. Years and years. And we can never finish talking about God. We can never finish telling our testimonies because he gives us more and more.
Amen.
He gives us more and more testimonies. Hallelujah. He gives us fresh testimonies. Glory be to God. There's the old ones, and there's the ones, the new ones. Glory be to God, and the ones to come. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We got testimonies. Glory be to God. That's going to bring other people, hallelujah, to God when they can see God working through us, when they can hear the Lord. Glory be to God. When they hear him, truly hear him. We have to be a window. We have to be a window so that when people look, they can see us. They can see Jesus. When you look out the window, whatever's out there, when you can see and you're not blind, you can see everything that's out there in front of you. So
Amen.
We have to become that window so when they look, see Jesus, my God. They can see him through the works that we're doing. Glory be to God from the grace that he's pouring out on us, that amazing grace, so that we can continue to walk in the light. We don't do that without that grace. We don't do that without that mercy. My God, that he pours out, like I said, it's the fruit of his grace. Dear Lord, it comes from the fruit
Hallelujah.
Of grace. Hallelujah. So we got to become that window. I just enjoy looking out the windows and looking up. I've always been a sky watcher. And I love looking out the window and looking up to the sky. I'm always looking for something in the sky. Glory be to God. But when I look out, I see. So we have to have that vision.
Yeah,
we have to be visionaries. We have to be able to see the invisible. We have to be able to see Jesus.
Glory.
He's not just standing in front of us, but his presence is there. And in his presence, there is really, truly fullness of joy.
Amen.
And we must reverence his presence. Reverence the fact that he sacrificed for us. Reverence him. Glory be to God. Pay attention. You know, praise him and pay attention. That's praising him when we could just be quiet and listen to his word.
Yes, Lord.
And then do his word. And because we're covered in the blood, there's that power.
Hallelujah.
We're covered, and we can do what he says. We can do what he says. We don't want to go off and do anything and everything, but we want to do everything and anything that he tells us to do, but not anything and everything out there. We want to do anything and everything that he says to do, amen, in our personal lives, in our spiritual life, all around, hallelujah, all around. in all things inclusive. Hallelujah. That's what we want to do. Come and praise him and pray and come and say a prayer. Say a prayer. If you don't have any comment, I'm sure that we all have a prayer. We can all say a prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we all see what's going on in this world. We all see it. If we don't see it, we hear it. Okay? And some of us are seeing it in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Even before you even see it in the world, you already seen it in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So glory be to God, because we have to be visionaries, because we have to see through the eyes of faith. Glory be to God. And when you have the eyes of faith in God, you will be able to see.
Amen.
You'll be able to see because you'll be able to walk by faith and not by sight. Because of the blood, because your eyes, everything becomes covered. Your ears, your eyes, you're able to hear, you're able to see, you're able to walk again. Hallelujah. You're able to stand again or still. Because the blood is covering your entire self. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Your hands, your feet, everything. His hands were nailed. You can use your hands for the kingdom. You can walk by faith and not by sight. His feet were nailed. My God. The thorn was on his head. The thorn, the crown of thorns was there so your mind could be blessed. Glory be to God. So your mind could be blessed to receive. So your mind could be transformed by the power of the blood.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's what he taught. Hallelujah. You can hear now because your ears, that blood flowed down to every part of the body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So our whole self needs to be praising God. Your
Amen.
Whole self. Praising him for everything in and out of us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we say glory. So, Apostle, you preached. I'm done. I just wanted to say it because I just feel like preaching right now, but I'm not going to preach no more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because you've already done it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I just wanted
Thank
to
you.
Come in and do it. I love the Lord, and I always will.
Amen.
And stay there. To anybody who's going through anything, just remember the blood got you covered. Amen. Don't jump. Stay. Don't get off the glory train. Hallelujah. Stay
Lord.
There. Stay with Jesus. Keep your ticket. That winning ticket has been won through the blood. Keep it. Keep it. One day you're going to be at the marriage supper. Hallelujah. And don't give yourself away to the world. Stay with Jesus. Stay pure in your heart. In your soul, stay pure because you're covered. You can say, Lord, I know I'm covered. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stay with you. Glory be to God. I'm going to stay with you. I'm not going to cheat on you. My God, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to stay engaged. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay in this courtship. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to stay. See, we're courting. You know, Jesus is courting. We're courting. We're courting. Hallelujah. Because that's what happens before you get married. You court. You court people. God, glory be to God. And the people stay together and get married. Hallelujah. But you stay pure before marriage. Glory be to God. You're supposed to stay pure before marriage. And then when you get married, that's when you go and you consummate. Hallelujah. Then that virginity is over.
Mama.
It's over. I never understand one time. I say, God, I don't understand. I just got to say this to y'all. I was telling it to my sister last night. I said, before I understood, and I was reading about the virgins, I say, how could you be a virgin?
Jesus.
How in the world can you be a virgin when you done been with men, you done been with women and all of that? How can you be a virgin? What is God? What are you talking about, God? The virgin. How is that? But he's talking about his church that's supposed
Amen.
To be a virgin waiting on him until we get to the marriage supper. Hallelujah. We're waiting. We're courting. We're courting our Savior. Hallelujah. There's a courtship going on. There's an engagement until we get to the wedding supper and we get to feast with God. And you can even think of it this way. Every time you have a meal, you're thinking about it. One day I'm going to be sitting at that supper table with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's feeding me right now. Glory be to God. He's feeding me. the full course. Hallelujah. You got to come to get the full course. I want the full course. Glory be to God. I want to eat the whole scroll. Glory be to God. I want the full course meals. Glory be to God. And that's what you get on Black Talk. That's what you get over here. Hallelujah. And if you want an encore, you can go back and listen again. Hallelujah, because it's recorded. You know how when something is real good and you just want a little more, I just need a little bit more of that, God. I need some more. Give me some more. Give me that. I need some more. I need some more of that word. So you can go back and listen, or you can get in your word and say, God, give me some more of that. Hallelujah. Give me that. Hallelujah. I need it. Glory be to God. And you get the encore. Hallelujah. You're eating a scroll and you're going back for more and more and more because it's so good. He's too good. He's too good not to praise him. He's too good not to honor him. He's too good not to worship him. He's too good not to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I'm looking forward to that day at that supper table. Hallelujah. It's going to be so vast, so long, so wide. We won't even be able to see that far. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, imagine, try to look at it. White linen gowns, we're there in our robes. Glory be to God. But we got to be there in our minds right now. We got to be that visionary where we could see, Lord, I see God. I thank you. One day I'm going to be there because of the blood that you shed. I'm going to be there. Hallelujah. I'm going to be there with the Savior, with my glorified body. You got to get the blood. Hallelujah. You got to say, Jesus, thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. And I pray people receive him today to get the blood. Hallelujah. That he shed for us that we did not have to work for. We did not have to suffer like that on the cross. So we got to carry our cross right now. Keep carrying, y'all. Keep carrying on. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Carrying on so you can get on. Get on up there. Hallelujah. And he'll take you higher and higher and higher, climbing the stairway to heaven. Stay on the glory train. Hear me. Don't let go. No matter what you're going through, don't give up. Don't let go. Fall on his name, and he'll help you. He'll help you to stand. He'll help you to resist. Keep going. He'll help you. He'll keep you from falling. He's able to keep you from falling. The blood covers you. Thank you, Apostle. The blood, when you think about it, it brings you to tears. What God did, it just brings you to tears. I can't even talk right now. Glory to God. Thank God for what he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle. It was beautiful. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, woman of God. We bless you. Praise God for you all, every one of you coming on today. I hear the word of God. God is good to us. He is good to us.
Yes, so good.
He is good to us. So.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God, for the cleansing, for the awakening, for the cleansing and the awakening. Thank you, Lord. Keeping us clean, God, so we consider merits of.
Hallelujah.
Keeping us in that virginity, in that virgin state, oh God, till we come together with you at marriage supper. I mean, I've been fixated on it ever since Apostle started talking about those virgins, and you've been talking about the blood, and I've just been fixated on it, y'all. I'm telling you, hallelujah. God brought it back to me again. Stay a virgin. Stay a virgin. Don't go out. Don't go out and become a spiritual prostitute. Don't do it. Got to give your life to God all the way. All the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blood, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
You're welcome, Prosper. You are welcome.
Hallelujah.
The line is open. Anyone want to share, you can. If not, we'll ask Bishop to close out the line.
Glory to his holy name. Now, Father, as we depart from this land, but not from each other's, from you or each other's hearts, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May he shine his face upon us and give us peace. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Bless you all. Thank you all for coming on today and hearing the word. And we'll be here tomorrow. The line be here. Somebody preach tomorrow because I'm going to the dentist. But, you know, we'll be here. So God bless you all and have a blessed evening. Until we meet again. Remember,
Thank
I
you.
Love you, but God loves you.
We
more.
Love you.
Go ahead.
I'll see you later. I'll be on tomorrow, Apostle.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Apostle Miller, I'll call you
I think
later.
I hear Apostle.
Bye-bye, y'all. Bye-bye.
I don't know how much time
I think I hear.
You had left, but I had something that I wanted to you to hear. Those of us that are on the line, something that I wanted you to hear.
Okay.
All right, let me just, it's on my little electronic Bible, you know. I would have gotten someone to read it, but it's right here. I just want everyone to listen at it. Real good, corresponding with everything that's been said.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
One more chapter.
1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the allowing that to come forth on Blog Talk. On Blog Talk. In Jesus' name.
Amen. It's the word of God. Thank you so much, Apostle.
You're welcome.
Yep. That
have
is the word
day.
Of God. You too, sir.
God bless
Thank you.
Each and every
All
one
right.
of you. In Jesus'
Bye-bye.
Name. Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Let me see if I get this thing here done now.